But right now we are talking about space, not space as in up in the sky, but space, S-P-E-I-S. It's the prompt for 8 Sydney-based artists working specifically in sculpture, currently exhibiting at Ambush Gallery in Waterloo. And they're engaging with the central idea of space thematically, but they're also exploring things conceptually relating to things like mental health and physical health, all the way through to ceremonies and ritual. And at times it even asks questions about how we continue to engage with the material world. So this morning I am joined in the studio to talk more about space with one of the co-curators of the show, Danielle Becknell. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm very well. Thank you. So I'm so curious, like, what prompted your interest in co-curating this show around the idea of space for Focus?
Well, initially it was wanting to curate a show that was solely sculpture because Sydney can be such a painting-based city that I wanted to provide the opportunity for it to only be sculpture. And then space was to have an open-ended concept because I didn't want to limit the artists with their diverse mediums. So I gave them 7 definitions of the word space, whether, you know, we're speaking outer space or negative space or the distance between objects and whatnot.
So how have some of these artists involved in the program interpreted the prompt? You said that you gave them 8 sort of definitions and parameters as a framework. What was their process like?
One of the artists did negative casts of belly buttons. And so they're really abstract little
an innie or an outie?
Well, actually, one of them was my outie, which then my work is around a bowel obstruction. So I no longer have the outie. So it's like this whole concept within this and the works are placed next to each other. And it's kind of ghostly almost.
I feel like an innie belly button is kind of like the core definition of negative space.
Yeah,
it doesn't
exactly.
even exist. Wow, that's incredible. And what about some of the other artists? How did they engage with it? Because that's just one definition.
Yeah. So one of the works is quite architectural, Array 4, and it works with kind of optical illusions. So as you rotate around the sculpture, you see different windows of space and pockets and things. And then one of them, our largest installation, Slaughter, is actually steel, and you can walk through it, which is great to interact with the work, but also it's quite human-like, and yeah, it's pretty gory.
Yeah, and you were talking about how illusion is playing a role in some of the works, but the show also does ask audiences, I read, to question their perception. So I'm really curious about how you sort of have curated the show to challenge audience perceptions.
Yeah, it... well, I come from a place where sculpture is quite dominating in the art world, and here, not so much. And so I wanted people to realize that sculpture is not just a design object. It's something that can have a concept and can speak to you, whether that is dealing with health things or mental health or altars and rituals. They can occupy a space within the self or space within a place, and to evoke emotion.
From your perspective, I'm really curious to know a little bit more about, you were saying how Sydney is a very painting-focused sort of space, and your sort of drive towards creating this show was about focusing on sculpture. Could you talk a little about the differences between Sydney and the United States, for example, and like how sculpture plays a role there?
Yeah. So especially in the commercial galleries in Sydney, I suppose that's more what I'm referencing is painting, and which is great because, you know, it doesn't take up as much space as a sculpture does, of course. But yeah, in the States, I guess because we literally inhabit more of the space that the land we have, because it's about the same size as Australia, but, you know, there's not this empty, vast desert in the middle. And things like Burning Man, where installation works are so predominant and becoming a part of the culture, I think we just embrace it more and have a playful nature with that. But I mean, painting's amazing. I'm not disregarding that.
I don't think
medium
you're disparaging it whatsoever. No, of course not. It's really cool to sort of hear about sculpture being talked about in this way. But given that all of the artists are engaging with the idea of space differently, I'm really curious from a curator's perspective, given the vast scope of themes that you're exploring within these works, did you face any challenges forming a sense of cohesion when creating the program?
There was a time of worry, but I suppose I just left it up to trusting in that it would all fall together. And when we were installing, it really was just like, wow, this, I suppose that is also when you initially are curating and who you are asking to be in the show, you know that inevitably there will be a coherent vibe. And yeah, it just kind of fell into place, I suppose.
And you have co-curated the entire program as well. So coming from your perspective, could you talk a little about your collaborative process in bringing the whole thing together?
Yeah, my mate Felix Finley, who's a Sydney-based sculptor as well, he and I, it was really easy because we are friends. So I think that was initially great. And it was kind of working together on, you know, we'd sat and had a beer and we're like, okay, these are the artists that we like. Who do we want to go for? And, you know, dividing roles and things. And it is also great because install is so easy when it's sculptors. It's just like everyone's in their Blundstones and
drop it in.
Yeah.
And the show did open on Thursday night. So I am really curious about what the kind of effect that the pieces on the show has had on audiences so far. How's the engagement been?
It's been really great. It was exciting. There were a lot of architectural people there. And just, you know, the feedback at the show was really nice to hear because most people are used to things hung on the walls and interacting with stuff and observing people actually circumnavigating works and being intrigued. And then also aesthetically, you know, inspired. Yeah.
And if there is one way that you would ask audiences who are maybe thinking about going to see the show over the weekend, it is running until Sunday. What sort of things would you want audiences to keep in mind when engaging with them? Is there any kind of mode of participation that you would sort of encourage audiences to be mindful of?
Well, every work is so different that there's no sole answer to that. But I think maybe observing things without initially reading the concepts behind the works and then observing after you've read. And it's quite interesting. Some of them are like, oh, that's completely not what I thought I was looking at. So it's kind of a fun little trickery, I suppose.
Absolutely. I am here joined in the studio by Danielle Becknell. We are talking about Space. It's the latest exhibition showing at Ambush Gallery out in Waterloo. It opened on Thursday. It is free to the public and it will be open all weekend from midday to 4. So as soon as the show finishes, you know what you got to do.